Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Addressing the UN today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the backs of chairs as he began his speech. Dozens of delegates walking out to protest what some nations have declared a war crime for the killing and starvation of innocents as he goes after Hamas in Gaza, which he defends.
Thanks to the resolve of our people, the courage of our soldiers, and the bold decisions we took, Israel rebounded from its darkest day to deliver one of the most stunning military comebacks in history.
A looming government shutdown next week could see employees being fired, not just furloughed. The administration is now directing agencies to consider firing employees working on programs that are not consistent with the president's priorities. Without a deal, 2 million people could lose their health insurance. 20 million could see premiums as much as double if Obamacare subsidies come to an end. This is ABC News. They call her the devil, and it's easy to see why. ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas on a woman caught by law enforcers on both sides of the Mexican border.
Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar was thought to be affiliated with the violent New Generation drug cartel. According to the National Counterterrorism Center, the woman nicknamed La Diabla, the devil, was responsible for luring pregnant women to remote locations in Mexico, performing illegal cesarean procedures, killing the women and harvesting their organs, and selling the newborns to U.S. couples for about $13,000. Officials haven't said how many women might have been victimized. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities in 14 African countries have arrested 260 people in romance scams, where perpetrators build online relationships to extract money from people looking for love in all the wrong places. Also sextortion, where victims are blackmailed with explicit images or videos. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com. Your afternoon forecast calling for highs to be near 80 and northeast winds of 5 to 10, sunny to partly cloudy. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies, patchy fog possible late, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Saturday, highs of 81, partly cloudy to sunny, and Sunday, mostly sunny, highs of 77. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 and at 72 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
100.9 WRCO. WRCO is proud to be part of the annual River Valley School Fair. A big thanks to our community sponsors for making it all possible. Oakwood Fruit Farm, Call Family Properties KFP Rentals, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Driftless Area LLC, The People's Community Bank, Wilkinson Auctions, Bob's Auto Body, Potesnik Power Sports, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevy, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Tri-County Building Supply. Come out and celebrate local food, fun, and friends at the River Valley School Fair.
Amanda Neuheisel is here, horse superintendent at River Valley School Fair. How are things looking this year?
Oh, we had a pretty good turnout. There's quite a few horses and kiddos involved this year, so good so far.
Good. And that's kind of an aspect of the River Valley Fair that we don't talk a lot about, but are there a lot of participants, horse people in the area?
There are quite a few participants and horse people in the area, which makes it kind of fun because you don't see many horse shows like this at a school fair. So.
And you've got the show going on here. How long does that go on?
Yep, we have the show started here around 9 o'clock, and then it should go on for a while because it just started. So It should be, there's about 19 classes, so 19 different things.
Wow, okay, so we look forward to that. Is River Valley a part of any competition then? Are you a part of the, WEHA is a big thing in the area. Are you a part of that?
Me personally, I don't have a child old enough yet, but yes, we do have WEHA at the school for the for the kids in the high school, so it's pretty fun to have a niece involved. So.
Good. Well, I know you're the former Amanda Blado, so you remember Ithaca School Fair. So you grew up with a school fair, didn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because I went from having a school fair growing up to having a school fair where I get to raise my kids. So kind of fun to see that tradition.
Awesome. And just so you know, you got something growing on your back there, it looks like.
Yes, it's a two-year-old little cowboy.
Man, he's good. He looks good. He's got a nice hat and everything. He's ready to roll. So anything else you want to say about the horse show here today?
I don't have too much to say, but I really encourage people to come out and watch. I know there's a lot of other showing going on right now, but a lot of people don't get to see the horses very often, so it'd be fun to have other spectators come out and cheer the kids on.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming over, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Amanda Neuheisel joining us, the horse superintendent here at River Valley School Fair. Grady Graham joins us, student advisor with the games, and he's got a student council president.
Yep.
And I heard through the grapevine, homecoming king. Wow, man, how did that happen?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a pretty popular guy around here. Definitely some freshmen and sophomores helped me out with that. I'm also a freshman class advisor this year and class of 2026 president for the fourth time in a row. So all the accolades just keep coming in, but that also means I'm a very busy guy. So I don't know. I'm an emotional dude. So right after that, when no one was looking, I went home and had a couple tears come out of my eyes. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And it's just a nice cherry on top for such a busy week.
Yeah. It really is, and it's been a good week here so far. Didn't get the volleyball win last night, but you had a lot of fun at the pep rally afterwards.
I mean, it was amazing. The girls really fought super hard. Student section was louder than ever, and I'm absolutely blessed to be able to lead it. And any River Valley volleyball girls who are listening, you guys worked your butts off. That was a tough team. Platteville, good game. But yeah, pep rally went insane. Everyone was super loud. I think that's the loudest I've heard it in all my 4 years.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it was loud. I can attest to that. What's student council got going here today?
Student council's got a boba stand in front of the high star, the intermediate school over here, the middle school. We're selling boba. You can get a lemonade boba, you can get a bubbler boba, or you could just buy a bubbler, and we've got some cotton candy with it too. So if you see that, go pull up to it. It's really good stuff, and it's all made by student council. Soon we'll have a stand over at the shed over there with some cotton candy to buy. So that's a spot you got to check out.
Awesome. Good deal. And then, homecoming king, you're all set to go, all fired up for that. You'll be reigning over the dance tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I already do that crown or not. I'll be up in the front and getting everyone ready to go and hopefully burn some calories off. But, everybody eat a lot. When you go out for lunch, eat a lot because I will make you guys burn it all off. So
there you go. So you kind of got the dance steps down then, do you?
Oh, absolutely. Give me the Cotton Eye Joe, the Cupid Ooh. Shuffle, anything where we've heard it before.
Last year we were here and you were throwing cow chips too. You must not have done that this year.
No, so last year that was, it went actually really well. A lot of people asked me about it, if I'm doing it again. I just didn't have the hands this year to get it done. And with all this rain, and I mean, we had some good dry spells possibly go out. But I decided to get another thing that gets everyone involved, and that's a bags tournament. Oh. And that's going to be happening from 11 to 1 today. And winner gets a $50 Culver's gift card.
Wow.
And it's free to join. You and your partner come in. You can have a freshman, a senior. You could have a freshman and their parent. You could have parents. You could have grown-ups. It's just supposed to be a fun time. We've got 6 boards set up, so we're ready for anyone.
I see that, man. And then all in the middle of it, you've got a football game to play tonight. And you know, you're fired up for every week. You got to be fired up to play Richland Center, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, especially after the last 2 years. This team's hungry. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it and be a captain in football. And hopefully I can find some time to get some stretches in beforehand. But with all this walking, I should be good.
Yeah. It is a full day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. And have you thought about next year, what you'd like to do for a career, Grady?
Oh, next year I'm thinking about going 4-year college. I'm hoping lacrosse. I want to be a teacher in secondary education, Broadfield Social Studies.
Wow.
I want to keep doing all this busy stuff in a school. I hopefully be a prom committee advisor, be a class advisor. I really enjoy it, honestly. I like keeping my hands busy, so that's something I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. Good to see you, and thanks for coming over here. I know you got a lot of irons in the fire today.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Grady Graham joining us here from River Valley School Fair, student advisor. He is the student council president. He is ahead of the bags tournament, homecoming king. Did I miss anything?
Well, somewhere in there, I kind of lose track myself.
Okay. Grady Graham joining us from the River Valley School Fair.
live from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the coffee's hot, the music's country, and the company's local.
It's 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Good morning. Bo Hendrickson for Phil Nee on this Friday as we end out the week. We'll hear more, though, from Phil as he is at the River Valley School Fair with Hank. We do want to let you know also, though, you have another chance this hour to enter in for the WRCO and Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your chance at winning a piece of gold jewelry and $200. I mean, that helps really everything. You get a gift and you probably give, you know, $200 goes a long way. But not just that. By entering, you're also entered in for the grand prize, which is a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. That is the cherry on top. Use the Civic Media app right now. You can, if you don't have it, get it on the Apple or Google stores. Once you open it up, select WRCO and hit the text button to send this hour's keyword, gold, G-O-L-D, like part of the name of the contest. Go for the green and gold, G-O-L-D. Text it now and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Here's Mags.
WRCO is proud to be part of the annual River Valley School Fair. A big thanks to our community sponsors for making it all possible. Oakwood Fruit Farm, Call Family Properties KFP Rentals, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Driftless Area LLC, The People's Community Bank, Wilkinson Auctions, Bob's Auto Body, Potesnik Power Sports, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevy, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Tri-County Building Supply. Come out and celebrate local food, fun, and friends at the River Valley School Fair.
Sherry Graffunder is here, River Valley FFA, really doing well here, very busy behind the scenes, and we've had great turnout for the animals. How's everything looking, Sherry?
Looking really good. We are getting the show ring and other items prepped for the sale. Right now we're finishing the hog show. So we, again, have 39 hogs up for sale at the auction starting at noon today at the pavilion. So 362 is our heavy hog, which will sell at 270, so you get a lot of bonus extra meat there. Tasty, tasty.
Was that Streaker?
No, it wasn't Streaker this time. So, and then our lightweight hog is at 215. So we also have silent auction baskets, 13 of them available. So please stop by and bid often, bid high. The students have been working on that, so that money goes to River Valley FFA. We're going back to the beef. We had Blakely Sorg win grand champion steer, but she is not selling at the auction. She's going to sell her pig instead. And then Hoyt Geraltz ended up winning our reserve champion. So you have five steers now up for bid for the auction. So come on in. They're all beef steers this year. And then poultry, we have 5 chickens and chicken meat pens and 1 turkey available. Equity called in with their prices for you, so if you are curious about that, get your pens out. 70 cents for hogs, $2 for Holstein steers, and $2.30 for beef.
Wow, that's good. And you got a lot of people you couldn't do it without, and you got a lot of sponsors, and maybe you could talk about those for us.
So yes, this year we did a corporate sponsorship donation, so we would like to thank our gold sponsors of Westbrook, Associated Engineers, Thermodynamics, Cardinal Glass Industries, CG, the Richland Center Hospital, J&J Total Lawn Care, So What Embroidery, and La Sabra Farms are all gold donors, so they've donated $500 or more to the River Valley School Fair. Our silver sponsors have donated $250, and that is Arena Cheese, Baron Brooks, the People's Community Bank, Prem Meats, Richardson Stafford Funeral Homes, Lime Ridge Egg, Advanced Family Dental, Plain Ambulance Service, Jones Chevrolet, Knockreiner Auto Care LLC, The Round Barn Lodge, Wiscote LLC, Levi Peterson Family, and Clyde Trucking. So thank you to those donors. Again, they were silver sponsors at $250. Our bronze sponsors were $100 or more. So Sauk Prairie Healthcare, Valley Concrete, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Simply Health Chiropractic LLC, Paul V. Farms, Premier Co-op, Lamer's Bus Lanes Incorporated, Village Family Dental Associates, LLP, Changes Salon, LLC, Bear Creek Masonry, River Valley Veterinary Clinic, TJM Acres, LLC. And finally, our copper sponsors, they donated $50 or more. So Ring Brothers, Pamela's Fine Jewelry, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Spring Green General Store, Style Station, Michael Olson Agency, Oak Knoll Farms, Jim and Carol Sprecher, Alex Sprecher, The Cry Family, Dreams Boutique LLC, Carol Nelson, Hex Marketplace, and Alex and Jenna Neuheisel.
Awesome. Thanks for all you do, Sherry. I think it's been a wonderful fair and continues. Just need some buyers out here.
Yes, many buyers, but also thank you to all the last-minute donors, like Bear Creek Farms came in this morning and donated $100 for the awards we're handing out in the swine category. So I am just truly appreciative of all the people who come out and support, and we couldn't do this without the alumni, and definitely we couldn't have done this without our maintenance team, Jason and Jenny. And I want to throw out a special thank you to my friends Lori and Val, because they helped organize this interactive ag area. So again, you know, you get ag teachers together, we have a good time, and then we get to promote things like this that are important for people to understand and know about. So come out and join us at the auction. There's still things going on until 1 o'clock for our interactive egg. Lots of things to receive. Free t-shirt at the end. They're giving away Culver's gift cards every hour on the hour to winners. So come on out and support River Valley. Otherwise, we'll see you at the parade today at 3 o'clock or the game tonight at 7. The kids are selling 50-50 tickets for FFA, so come on in, and then I'll see you tonight when we induct our next member.
Ted Lynn's Hall of Honor member. That, and you and I are both proud members of that, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I cannot wait to talk about the person we're inducting tonight.
Awesome. And we'll try to interview him during the football game tonight, too. Them, he or she, or, you know, I guess it's still a mystery, right?
It is still a mystery. We don't know. I just got the speech today, so I hope I do this person an honor by reading it.
Oh, so you're going to be doing the introduction tonight?
I do the introduction tonight. I won the ability to talk well. For some reason, I think I've been interviewed enough by you.
I think so, too. Yeah. And Ron before me. Hey, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out. We couldn't do this without your help, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sherry Grofunder from the River Valley School Fair. Sarah Hagenow, Allison Dairyland is here. Sarah, nice to see you on the River Valley School grounds.
Hey, it is so great to be here, Phil. Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast so far.
So I heard it a little bit when you were in the ring talking to the students. So you've had a little bit of a background in this kind of thing, too.
I certainly have. I grew up very active in 4-H and FFA, where I had the opportunity to show my dairy cattle and other livestock species across the state and at local fairs, of course. So it is so heartwarming to see a lot of the kids here experiencing the same things, be able to gain those lifelong critical skills, and really make fun memories along the way.
Absolutely. Your story, I know your sister was Alice, what, a couple of years ago?
2 years ago, yes. My sister Ashley served as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And for us, especially for me, it is just so meaningful to become a part of another sisterhood with my sister and really my best friend. She has been there for me every step of the journey, and it's so honorable to be able to share in this experience together now.
I was going to say, there wasn't this sister rivalry thing going on, like, you did it, and I'm going to do it. I mean, you know, she encouraged you, I guess.
Not at all, yes. I think from a very young age, I know we both kind of had this dream to serve as Alice someday. Being exposed to the program early on in our lives and being able to see her at lots of different events growing up. So both of us have always wanted to serve in the role, and now for it to have worked out in this way, I feel so incredibly lucky and fortunate that we both have been able to be a small part of the legacy. And it's, I also recognize it's not about Ashley and I and the history we've made. It's about the wonderful legacy that 78 women, or 77 women, I should say, have created and will continue to create well into the future to promote and support Wisconsin agriculture.
You've been around the state a little bit, Sarah. Have you seen some things and places that you hadn't been to before?
I certainly have. There are lots of places that I have never been to before. I get to travel to Marathon County monthly in preparation for the 79th Alice in Dairyland Finals in May 2026. So I've spent a lot of great time with the communities up there learning about their dairy industry. Ginseng, of course, as well, is another big crop in Marathon County, as they produce 95% of America's cultivated ginseng. I also went up to Antigo recently, where I haven't spent a lot of time before, but big potato country up there, had the opportunity to see a potato harvest, which is going on across the state right now, and take that in to learn more about our Wisconsin potato and vegetable industry. Overall, it's been really fun to travel a lot of different roads, be to places I've never been before. Even this area I haven't spent much time in previously in my life. So it's so great to get out and experience the Wisconsin landscape and the beautiful, beautiful country that we have.
A school fair, that's kind of a rarity these days. It's one of only three. It's a unique thing. What have you been impressed with the most here so far?
Oh, boy. This is a very impressive event, like you said. I think just the community support. You see all of the kids out here and really their parents, mentors, guidance figures in their lives, everyone that's coming out to support this event is really incredible. Rolling up, I didn't know that, I had never been here before, but to just see the crowd that has gathered and really their excitement and their celebration about what we're able to do today is heartwarming to me.
You talk about life lessons. It really is for the youngsters here, isn't it?
It really is. Through exhibiting either animals or non-animal projects or anything they're involved with agriculture, you have the opportunity to follow a project through and understand the hard work that goes into it, some of the dedication, maybe at times perseverance that you have with all of your project. And I think the best thing at the end is learning those triumphant moments and how you can follow a project through and then have such fulfillment at the end. You carry that with you through life as you're either in a career, personally developing, maybe in school, as many of these kids are. So it's that perseverance, the grit, the hard work, the critical thinking and learning that goes along with it that agriculture has the opportunity to give to youth.
Well, you obviously took a lot from your 4-H days and your FFA days to carry on to this journey, I'm sure.
Yes. Public speaking was one of the best skills I gained from my time in 4-H and FFA and is definitely coming in handy as Alice now. I think being able to meet so many wonderful people throughout the agricultural community too, whether it was in 4-H or some of the dairy breed organizations or FFA, has really served me well now as I get to network with lots of different communities across the state and share my story with them.
Awesome. And then what else are you going to be doing here today at the River Valley School Fair? You were in the show ring a little bit, just walking around and talking?
Yes, I'm excited to head over to the horse show and meet some of the exhibitors over there, take part in a lunch and reading session in the library, take a look at some of the non-animal exhibits and the creativity over in the school gym, and just interact with people throughout the grounds.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time we get to talk.
Yeah, stop by and see us at the studio.
I sure will.
Okay, Sarah Hagenow joining us. Allison Dairyland here on WRCO Radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mum's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
It is just before 11:30, sitting at 74 degrees. And don't forget, this hour right now, you can be entering in for the Go for the Green and Gold, a text to win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. And plus, every entry will put you in for the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. You just need to submit this hour's keyword, which is gold. G-O-L-D. Gold. Get that submitted now. Use the Civic Media app and text that in, and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. But right now, we're going to take a quick moment to hear from today's 11:30 news. Sponsored by Harvest Guest Home, there's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in the hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more indictments of who he called, quote, corrupt radical left Democrats.
ABC's Karen Travers. Trump will be at Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island today, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. The big names are all there. This is ABC News.
Do you know the best-kept secret in Richland County? It's Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a surprisingly affordable residence for older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager. In 1995, I purchased Harvest Guest Home in memory of my mother, who taught me that the true test of a person is how he takes care of his parents. My staff and I practice this teaching daily by putting residents first, by doing what is right for them, and worrying about the business later. This is our commitment to the elderly. This is how we find meaning in our work every single day. This is our way of life. See for yourself how our commitment benefits our residents. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks in for Phil Nee. The River Valley Blackhawks get ready to host their homecoming game tonight against the Richland Center Hornets. WRCO will be on hand for that game. Our coverage getting underway with a 6:35 pregame time. Phil Nee will have the call here on FM 100.9 and also live online at WRCO.com. The Brewers close out the regular season with a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds at home. Even though they clinched the division title some time ago, there's still something on the line. Milwaukee needs one victory or one Phillies loss to this weekend to hold the best record in baseball. That would also mean home field advantage. Quinn Priest starts tonight's game against the Reds. Dallas Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer told reporters his team is good enough to beat Green Bay even without wide receiver CeeDee Lamb and left guard Tyler Booker. ESPN is reporting Schottenheimer's comments after injuries to the two starters. The Packers are a one-touchdown favorite. The Dallas defense is giving up almost 31 points a game and ranks 30th in the NFL against the pass, 17th against the run. The Packers, though, are trying to bounce back after a tough loss last week to the Cleveland Browns, 13-10. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the lack of consistency.
Yeah, you can use that as an excuse always, but it is what it is. It's the National Football League. Guys got to be ready to step up and step in, and you can't miss a beat. So that is what it is. I mean, every team's dealing with this. We're not the only one, so you got to find a way.
That game coming up Sunday night. One NBA analyst ranks the Bucks lineup 23rd best in the NBA. Brad Siegel of Clutch Point says the team is just one injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo away from being the worst team in the league. At the same time, Siegel says Milwaukee has a chance to win the Eastern Conference because Giannis is just that good. The Bucks are depending on trade acquisitions Miles Turner to give Giannis the support he needs. Siegel says Turner may not be that big of an upgrade over Brook Lopez. And it was probably true at the start of the season, but 4 weeks in, a 2-2 record has Wisconsin coach Luke Fickle on the hot seat officially. NBC National Insider Nicole Arbach acknowledges the coach's $25 million buyout as an obstacle to making a change. The Football Power Index poll from ESPN projects the Badgers to finish the current season with a record of 4-8. Wisconsin is 14-15 under Fickle's leadership, 8-11 in the Big Ten, and only 2-7 in its last 9 games. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today's community calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, you know, before we get to the community calendar, do want to quick let you know about the weather today. As we're heading into the afternoon, look for highs to be near 80. Northeast winds 4 to 10, sunny to partly cloudy tonight, partly cloudy as well, some patchy fog late, lows in the mid-50s and light winds. Saturday, highs near 81, partly cloudy to sunny, and a nice end of the weekend Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs of 77. It's a sunny 73 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer is sitting at 29.91 as it rises, winds out of the south at 2. Again, it's 73 degrees. Now for a look at what's going on over the next day or so, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for its flu and COVID vaccine clinic. The clinic will begin providing vaccinations by appointment only at all locations, including Muscadet Health Center and Spring Green Medical Center. You can schedule an appointment by calling the Richland Hospital Clinic at 647-6321, Muscadet Health Center at 739-3113, or Spring Green Medical Center at 588-7413. Patients who already have a clinic appointment with their primary care provider can receive a vaccine during that appointment. River Valley's homecoming events continue to be held today. The school fair already underway, as we've been hearing throughout the morning. And the homecoming parade will be stepping off at 3, the livestock auction at noon. The parade will be in downtown Spring Green. The day's events conclude with the homecoming football game against Richland Center at 7. More can be found on the school's website at rvschools.org. The River Valley Area Community Garden's Caramel Apple Sale is being held at the River Valley School Fair today until noon. If there are any apples left, they'll go on sale in the Post House Garden at 1:45 before the parade starts. All proceeds go toward funding the gardens. The Gays Mills Apple Festival being held this weekend. The Apple Festival occurs in the final full weekend in September to coincide with the apple harvest. Events include a mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, a flea market, as well as a vast array of music, dancing, food and festivities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the area orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. The Ladies Missionary of Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center will hold a brat and pie sale featuring baklava brats today until sold out at Walsh's Ace Hardware. Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans hosting the brat stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm today through Sunday from 10 to 3 each day. Proceeds will benefit student scholarships. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Wine Cedar Walk will be tonight from 5:30 to 8 in downtown Richland Center. Tickets are available online at rcchamber.org. They can be purchased at Christie's Sunnyside, Creative Layers, Community First Bank, J.J. Walsh Jewelry, or Advance Pump and Well. Also, we can let you know the Call Cares program will set up a donation table, provide toiletry items, gift bags, and place a mailbox in the hotel lobby of the Ramada, KTI, Round Barn, and KFP for collecting packages intended for deployed military personnel. Individuals may assemble a package or deposit it in the designated mailbox. Call Cares will oversee the mailing of all collected packages to service members. For each package submitted, Ramada will contribute $1 to Grace. It's free to participate, but is limited to one package per person. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast Committee is searching for a host for the 2026 Dairy Breakfast. If you have a working dairy farm in Richland County and are interested in hosting, call Annette Lewis at 475-7312. Sometimes some crop planting decisions need to be made by fall for parking in the spring, so the sooner the better. The 2026 breakfast will be held Sunday, June 14th. Sauk County will hold a hazardous waste cleanup event on Saturday from 8 to noon at the former Sauk County landfill in Baraboo. Clean Sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there are fees for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Pharmaceuticals, IVs, needles, latex paint, and motor oil will not be accepted at the Sauk County Clean Sweep event. They ask you to remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. Southwest Technical College is holding a family-friendly event to celebrate receiving the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence on Saturday from 10 to 3. At the main campus in Fenimore, the day will feature hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. No registration is needed, and everyone is welcome. Avoca Fire and EMS Festival will be Saturday starting at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. There'll be something for the whole family. Enjoy live music, a bounce house, fire department, water fights, kinchi pedal pulls, a car show, vendor market, bags, tournaments, kids club events, and a dart tournament. There will also be a UTV poker run from 11 to 5 with the drawing at 6:30. For more information, check out avocaems.com/festival. The Boaz Fall Parade will be Saturday at 1. Lineup will be at noon at the Boaz Park. The Boaz Lions Club will be selling pork sandwiches and potato salad. Also, the Richland Center City Auditorium will host a block party on Central Avenue Saturday from 2 to 6. Three country bands, including Stone Cold Country, will supply musical entertainment, and food trucks will be on hand to purchase food and refreshments. Also, Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will be hosting Bingo Saturday starting at 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Progressive Blackout Jackpot will be $4,225 plus 50% of net sales in 59 calls or less. That's a look at what's going on in our area over the weekend. For WRCO, I'm Bo Hendricks.
WRCO is proud to be part of the annual River Valley School Fair. A big thanks to our community sponsors for making it all possible. Oakwood Fruit Farm, Call Family Properties KFP Rentals, Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Driftless Area LLC, the People's Community Bank, Wilkinson Auctions, Bob's Auto Body, Potesnik Power Sports, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevy, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Tri-County Building Supply. Come out and celebrate local food, fun, and friends at the River Valley School Fair.
Trevor Strine is our guest. Plain EMS representing here today. Are you enjoying your time at the fair?
I am, yeah. It's a beautiful day, beautiful turnout. They've got a lot going on, different animals being shown, the food stand with tons of great local food, and a lot of people walking around here playing games and looking at all the animals. So great to see people out and about today.
I don't want to ask you your age, but I can ask you, what year did you graduate from River Valley?
I graduated from Valley in 2016.
Okay, not that long ago. So you remember your days as a high schooler here, probably showing at the fair, don't you?
I do. I never showed at the fair, but I was always really close with the FFA organization. I never joined the membership, but I always helped out setting up for the fair for the week of and clean up, of course, too. So I've always been a part of it.
So why do you get involved now?
Right now I'm here because we're volunteering with the food stand. We've got a couple different organizations from EMS and fire and our local departments around helping out with the food stand to raise awareness about the need for volunteers and that we're here in the community willing to help out wherever. So
You, like a lot of the EMS groups, could use some help, couldn't you?
We absolutely could. Volunteers are getting harder and harder to find, and we need people to show up to get the vehicles out the door. So, reach out to your local departments. Maybe being an EMT isn't right for you, but there's tons of different ways that you can help out, and I'm sure they'd be happy to have whoever's willing to help out. So,
how wide of an area does Plain EMS cover?
Plain covers a really large area, probably around 140, 150 square miles. We go up to Hill Point, halfway to Spring Green, out to Highway 130 near Ithaca, and then all the halfway to Sauk around Leland area too. So we've got quite a big area to cover, and we put the miles on.
Yeah, you really do. How many vehicles do you have?
We've just got one ambulance that we transport in, and then we're fortunate enough to usually have enough members that if we get a second call while we're out, we have a rescue truck that we take out until a neighboring service can come help us out. Reedsburg, Sauk, or Spring Green are usually who come and help us out, and we're thankful for them, too. So
this is a fundraiser for you here at the River Valley School Fair?
Fundraiser for the fair. We're just here to help out. We're just advertising our need for people and showing that we're out here and we need you. So we're happy to be here.
The call to action is here. So why do you do it? Why do you get involved with this?
It always interested me from when I was a kid. You know, lights and sirens are always exciting, and then I just kept seeing the need for people in the community. My neighbors, some of them were getting in their 70s and still running the service themselves, and they asked for help, and how do you say no to that? So I'm around, and I can help when I can.
So the call to action, how's the best way to get involved and help out the Plain EMS if you're interested?
Yeah, if you're interested in joining, look us up on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to find information about us. We've got phone numbers, emails, and feel free to send us a message on there. Otherwise, if you know me, you can go ahead and message me or send me a text, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Anybody on the service, feel free to ask them, and we're pretty close with all the neighboring services too, so maybe if you don't know somebody on Plain but you do on Spring Green, let them know and they'll get you in touch with us.
Very good to see you today, and thanks for doing what you do.
All right, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Trevor Stryan joining us representing Plain EMS here at River Valley School Fair. Tessa Schluter is our guest, River Valley alumnus. Well, you're back here. Why did you come back to help out?
I know Gio's always super busy with everything this time of year, so I figured I'd reach out to her, ask if she needed anything, which of course she did. So I came back again this year and have been helping her throughout the morning so far. So.
And what year did you graduate?
Last year.
Oh, you did. Okay. So, and you've got some classmates here too, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
And so it's kind of a class reunion here.
It kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is. It's good seeing everyone again.
That's awesome. And you're attending Platteville, I understand?
Yeah, UW-Platteville for pre-vet animal science. So,
were you inspired by some of your days here at the River Valley School Fair?
Yes. Last year I worked at the vet clinic here in Spring Green as an assistant, and I was doing the youth apprenticeship program, which really intrigued my interest for being a vet. So that's the game plan as of right now. But I really loved working there. Worked there throughout the summer, which was really, really good experience.
Yeah, that's awesome that you got that experience, kind of knowing what you want to do. A lot of schooling ahead now.
Yes,
what's the biggest challenge with that? Just the number of years?
Yes, really just the number of years. Working through this first semester is already quite a change from high school, but taking it day by day. So it's been going good, though. I like UW-Platteville.
Good. And you see the youngsters running around here. You can probably put yourself in their place a few years ago, can't you?
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy how fast school goes. And I remember coming here with the rest of my school. And, yeah, goes by fast. It really does.
And the leadership of Miss G, I mean, we poke fun at her. But, boy, she really has a good thing going here, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's amazing. I love G. She's really just a great teacher. She's always knows just everything. She knows when you're having a bad day, knows when you're having a good day, and she's always there for you and always puts you to work. So I love G. She's great.
As an alumnus too, that you saw people giving back to the community when you were going through here. So it's good that you're back. That's
yes.
Why you do it, right?
Yep. That's why I came back, because I know how much help it and people it takes to make this go.
Well, Tessa, good to see you again.
Yeah. Thank you.
And have a good rest of your fair.
Yeah, you too.
Tessa Schluter joining us here on our reports from the River Valley School Fair.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A. O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society introduces you to more pet dangers to be on the lookout for during autumn. First, fruits and nuts that have fallen from trees can grow unhealthy mold. And fruit pits, nuts, and acorns can all cause choking hazards or gastrointestinal obstructions in your pet. Also, with school in session, germs seem to be everywhere. That means medicines abound. This being the case, be sure to keep your medicine out of your pet's reach. Acetaminophen is especially toxic to cats. Decongestants can be dangerous for both dogs and cats. Be careful around all of these potential pet hazards and enjoy autumn with your pets. All About Pets, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Pride County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri County Building Supply.
Just a few minutes away from the noon hour where we'll have our news. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Luke Bryan. I'm Bo Hendricks, and this is Drink a Beer.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say. So I just hung up the phone. I took a walk. Clear my head. This is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. So long.
I saw what booze and pills can really do, and I wondered if I'd ever see him sober. But I'd forgot about a friend that Leonard knew. Well, Leonard gave me lots of inspiration. He helped teach me how to write a country song, and he even brought around a bag of groceries, hey, back before Muskogee came along. Really, I'm not trying to hide his show name or the town in which since this episode began. Somehow I had to write a song for old Tommy, if just to see the smiling faces in the band. Well, when Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old, as I recall, and he loved to write a song and pick the guitar, and he came to hang a gold one on the wall.
Merle Haggard finishing the hour out. Well, the noon news from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Karen Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more.